Let's kick off with this viewer comment on a recent Windows 11 video. I'll never understand the Windows hate. If you don't like it, don't use it. And if it feels too complicated, maybe Windows isn't the problem. To be honest, this viewer is completely off base. He's not really understanding what's happening and where this Windows hate is coming from. But there's even more foundation to this hate, as I will tell you in a moment. If you've used Windows for 10, 15, 20 years, and lately you catch yourself thinking, this feels different, you're not imagining it. You see the constant anti-Windows banter on YouTube. Many people blame the UI changes, the forced Microsoft account, the Windows recall spying, the Copilot button that keeps popping up, the occasional blue screen, BitLocker locking access to your drive, the news that BitLocker keys are being shared with law enforcement, this talk of AI that's not really doing anything important so far. These are irritating things. Fair complaints, but that's not why the hate is exploding right now. The real reason is much bigger and much more serious. Microsoft is quietly ending the era of the personal computer as we've known it. And Satya Nadella is being upfront, but he is not being understood by the average consumer. So what people are seeing as visible issues are just the fluff. These are perceived to be important, but are actually only just small building blocks like Lego pieces to the entire big project. Windows is being turned into something else entirely. An always watching, always AI connected, cloud dependent system where your machine is no longer fully yours, even though you paid for it. And the plan is for you to keep paying monthly for the privilege of having this AI control, but you won't realize till later that this is no longer some progression from Windows XP. The average person isn't really understanding this, but the aware are sensing the big picture. Something is afoot. If you're that typical Windows user that felt that quiet unease, stay right there. We'll dig into this deep rabbit hole, and it is deeper than you think. The surface complaints are real, but they're not the story. First, let's acknowledge the obvious. Windows has gotten more frustrating. Force Microsoft account logins, Copilot buttons appearing in Notepad and Paint, ads in the Start menu and File Explorer, recall rollout that no one asked for, BitLocker lockouts that corrupt the drive, BitLocker centralized keys tied to a Microsoft account, TPM security chip creating verified identities in a Microsoft account with hardware monitoring, the push for putting your data in the cloud with OneDrive, the constant sales job to use cloud Windows backup, inconsistent updates that break drivers or features. These things are annoying. They make people mad, and they should. But if that was all that was happening, the reaction would be the same old grumbling we've seen for 20 years. What's different now is the volume and the intensity. People aren't just annoyed. They're leaving, switching to Linux, buying Macs, going back to older hardware. Why? Because underneath the surface annoyances is a much larger architectural change. Microsoft is no longer building a personal operating system. They're building the front end for a cloud-first, agent-orchestrated computing platform. And once you see that, everything else starts making sense. The agent era, what Microsoft actually says they're doing. Satya Nadella and the Microsoft leadership have been very clear since late 2025. We're entering the agent era. What does this mean in plain English? Traditional apps and rigid user interfaces are going to collapse. This is not completely understood. This means Windows itself will look mostly the same, but instead of dealing with apps directly, you will be dealing with AI agents. AI agents are autonomous pieces of software that will accept broad instructions and then provide results without you having to use an app at all, and they can work in the background. Example 1. You could say to Windows, Show me all my photos where I went to this beach in the south of France. Find the bikini shots. And without interacting with any app, the agent will show you what it found. Example 2. Or how about this? I want to know how much I spent on restaurants in the last year. Break it down by type of food, whether it was fast food or sit down. Example 3. Let me give you a provocative example. Create a poem showing the stupidity of such and such politician's handling of this hot issue. Now, these three queries will be easily performed by agents according to the Nadella promise. But there's a huge difference between the three queries. These interactions will be performed using Copilot as your AI companion, and it will get to know you. Each example highlights a different element of threat in your computing experience. Today, you're left alone to do your personal computing your own way. In example number 1, you will have an AI agent basically watching your media and categorizing it. This is part of the Windows recall capability and is frankly creepy because now it expands your use of a computer to analyzing anything you've done in the past. For example, imagine someone sitting at your logged in computer and asking questions about what you've been doing that's not work related. The second example is different because now you're interacting with third party apps via an agent. Now you're trusting the agent, an agent controlled by Microsoft, and it's really a black box to examine your bank records and not just examine it, but analyze it very deeply. Again, just to let the seriousness of this sink in, this instruction can be given by someone sitting at your logged-in computer while you step to the bathroom. Example number 3 is a different problem. Here you're introducing bias in the AI, and by nature, the AI is already biased depending on who the creator is. But this bias, aside from giving you obviously politically targeted results, allows you to be profiled as being in a political subgroup depending on the AI request. I'm going to get back to this analysis in a moment, but let's talk about the main changes in Windows itself. The agent interface. What's being described as Windows being the agentic OS means that most of your interactions with a computer is meant to be done via a natural language interface. This may include you using a voice-activated Copilot interface, or you can type out your AI agent requests. This has pretty significant implications from a software design perspective. Currently, many app developers spend a lot of time creating mobile-friendly apps for your phones and very graphically oriented apps for the desktop. Well, with the advent of AI agents, no one will care about the appearance of an app or website anymore. It just has to be understood by an AI agent, since humans will not need to interact with it. In fact, apps could just be built to be accessed directly in the cloud by AI agents, and certainly Microsoft's own apps will be built that way. This also impacts the kinds of apps that one would design for Windows. The old, heavily structured styles of data entry for apps will not matter anymore. In fact, tax returns could just be created by passing actual documents like previous tax returns and W-2 forms. Even web browsing wouldn't need to be as intensive as it is today. Today, you just ask the question and the AI agent does the web browsing to find the answer. I'm sure you're doing this now, even with a cloud AI like ChatGPT or Grok. But the difference here is that there is a long-term history being created by the embedded OS. The hidden detail in all this is that this is actually introducing a new concept, which I'll get back to, and that is the thin client model. Where are the AI agents? After giving you the general big picture of the change in computing style, you will need to understand what's happening under the hood. You might have the impression that since you're using a heavy-duty Copilot Plus PC capable of at least 40 TOPS of AI processing, that most of the heavy lifting is being done by your PC. That is actually not where Windows is headed. The direction is actually a hybrid approach. Certain tasks are meant to be done locally by Copilot on your machine. This is to decrease latency, or otherwise known as wait time, and really is important for fast display of graphical data. But the hidden context here is that most of what the computer will do will now reside in the cloud. Let me show you the clues. In case you missed it, Windows 11 requires that you create a Microsoft account, and they made sure it is extremely difficult to use Windows without this Microsoft account. As many of you know, a lot of your data is being stored on OneDrive now, and that is in the Microsoft Azure cloud. It's even so hard to turn off, and some apps, for example, Adobe Premiere Pro, default to saving to it. As shown in my prior videos, the new TPM 2.0 chips required in Windows 11 systems actually create a unique and immutable identity in the Microsoft account database, identifying your device with a unique key and again tied to your Microsoft account. Then you've heard BitLocker in the news lately. BitLocker is the disk encryption which is on by default on Copilot Plus PC computers. But what you didn't know is that BitLocker actually enables Windows Recall. Watch my video on BitLocker. As you recall, Windows Recall, no pun intended, records screenshots of everything you're doing on your computer. Then AI analyzes this and stores the text descriptions of your activity in a SQLite database, which is available to the AI companion to access as historical context. Microsoft didn't want its secrets of your life history to be hacked outside of the permitted AI agent. So to protect themselves, they lock your device with BitLocker, though they actually hold the recovery keys and tie it to your Microsoft account. Now, the major part of the changes which silently got ignored is the introduction of the Model Context Protocol, or MCP agents, which are new AI tools that now can be run directly via your Windows OS. These AI MCP agents actually reside in the cloud. These independent little AI apps can perform tasks on their own, meaning the AI agent work is not really just local AI handling local requests. All these clues point to Microsoft creating an immutable and permanent cloud identity because, let's face it, Satya Nadella's plan is to move your data to the cloud managed by AI in the cloud. Not a choice. That's what Windows will be. Thin clients, the quiet hardware transition. To emphasize to you that the bulk of the computing activity will be in the cloud, as part of this agent era, Microsoft introduced the Windows 365 Link, a $349 fanless mini PC, in early 2025. They market it as simple, secure, low power, perfect for hybrid work. But look closer. No local storage for apps or files. Boots straight into a stream Windows 365 cloud PC. Everything runs in Azure. Your computer is basically a high-end remote desktop terminal. Now, at the hybrid angle, even Copilot Plus PCs with powerful NPUs still offload complex agent tasks to the cloud. The direction is clear. Endpoints get lighter, intelligence moves central, data flows one way, up. This is actually not some random introduction. Together with this linked device, Microsoft described Windows as the new agentic OS with MCP agents potentially providing coworkers to your business. I have a video explaining these AI MCP agents. That's a big part of the Microsoft Enterprise concept. The idea is that you can fire up Windows 365 cloud PCs running on Azure, and you don't even need a local computer. Just interface using these linked devices. Changing the user experience. I hope you're getting the true sense of what's happening here. When that viewer said, "I'll never understand the Windows hate. If you don't like it, don't use it," he's likely thinking that people like me are just promoting Windows hate because we want to push Linux. He's just flat wrong. The truth is that if you stay with Windows, you are voting to go with this new user experience where AI becomes a big chunk of your computing experience. As you already can guess, when your data is stored in the cloud, then someone else can see it. Microsoft can profile and scan the contents of your OneDrive and your Windows backup. Microsoft is recording every single use of your computer using Windows Recall and can tell you're online with the Microsoft account. But Windows Recall is just a tool for the AI to get to know you better. The real effect of this is for AI to independently do processes for you to trust the AI to do the job for you, so you really have little computer work to do. To be honest, I don't know what I need a PC for if this is what I'm doing. Sounds like I could do the same thing on a mobile phone or a tablet with a larger screen. The idea of typing on a screen to interact with apps is apparently a thing of the past with this Microsoft concept. And this would encourage many people to just speak to their computer to activate the agents. But before you say this is what you want because it sounds so high-tech, let's delve into the privacy implications. The privacy landscape. I'm sure a particular group of users would love this concept, as I've seen them cheer the Windows AI Companion on YouTube and X. But maybe it's not sinking in. As I described in the early examples of the use of the AI agent, suddenly you are delegating your life to an AI, and for that to happen, the AI has to know you very well. And to correct the misconception, no. Based on Microsoft's hybrid plan, this AI will not be limited to your physical device. Much of the AI work will happen in the cloud under Microsoft's control, running on Azure servers. Basically, it means that you're also delegating the knowledge of everything you're doing to Microsoft. Conceptually, this sounds like a competing method of acquiring user data, like Google does. Except here, you pay monthly for this privilege, while Google instead gives you free services as long as you let them make yourself the product. In either case, the infrastructure here is deadly for privacy because we're basically creating a surveillance environment where someone could profile you for various government reasons. And Microsoft happily complies with such requests, as it has already done with BitLocker. And in terms of spying capability, with Windows Recall and 100% cloud connection at all times, and AI providing you information all controlled by a single entity, this definitely does not make me comfortable. Although I'm an active AI user, I use AI in a way where I can see exactly what it's doing. I'm not relying on unauditable black box interactions where my private data could be sent accidentally or on purpose. This kind of an AI running amok in an unverified way in the background is an untested, non-private way of computing and is a complete deviation from what powered the PC revolution. The bottom line, your computer, your choice. So here's the real takeaway, folks. The exploding Windows hate isn't just about ads, bad UI, or even recall spying in isolation. Those are symptoms. The disease is Microsoft's deliberate pivot to an agent era where Windows becomes a lightweight front end for cloud AI agents. Your data, your history, your decisions increasingly living on Azure servers under Microsoft's and potentially government's watchful eye. Nadella's vision is clear. Agents as digital coworkers, natural language as the new UI, business logic collapsing into AI tiers, and hardware trending toward thin clients like the Windows 365 Link. You pay for the hardware once, but the privilege of using your own machine, that's subscription territory now, monthly for cloud compute, agent storage, and the AI companion that knows you better than you know yourself. This isn't evolution, it's a fundamental replacement of personal computing with managed, surveilled, always connected computing. The PC that empowered individuals for decades, fully local, fully yours, is being quietly phased out. If that quiet unease you felt is turning into alarm, good. That's your instincts working. You have choices. Stick with Windows and accept the trade-offs for convenience, or switch to privacy-respecting alternatives like Linux distros, or even use older Windows versions in immutable form or in virtual machines. Me, I'll keep using AI on my terms, local models, even cloud browser-based models, auditable tools, but hell no to OS-embedded AI run by black box overlords scanning my life. The personal computer revolution was about empowerment, not dependency. Folks, if you're serious about privacy, come join us at Brax May. It's the growing community where real privacy people hang out. No censorship, no nonsense. While you're there, check out the tools we actually built and use ourselves. Brax Mail, unlimited aliases with identity protection. Brax Virtual Phone, real anonymous numbers with no ID. Bytes VPN, no logs, and unique DNS protection. The Google phones and more are in the store. The Brax 3 phone second batch is open for pre-order right now at braxtech.net. The first batch sold out shortly after release. And braxtech.net is introducing the new Open Slate project, so check that out. I appreciate those supporting us on Patreon, Locals, and YouTube memberships. You are important to this channel. Thank you. See you next time.